Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956. Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525. A company that cares.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Chris Ogden. His title for this morning is The True Way of Love. Back to you, sir.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, I don't think we're going to get done today. We might have to make this a 2-episode thing. Amen. At another time, but we're going to get through another one here. Amen. Let's go to verse 3. Amen. And it says, as though I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor, that's a good thing, wouldn't you say? And though I give my body to be burned or a sacrifice and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Now, what I want to say in this verse is acts of kindness. Amen. It's our duty as believers, it's our duty as Christians to do good unto all the world. Amen. Hallelujah. People need hope and help. People need people that are sound. People need, amen, times. You know, every now and then, amen, again, like we were just talking with Tina, I kind of hub out of Southbound up there. That's my street hub. Amen. Everything I do is kind of out of there. Hallelujah. As far as street ministry. And many times I might buy somebody lunch. I might buy somebody gas or fuel. And a lot of times they'll say no. Amen. And they just get embarrassed, or they feel like, no, we don't need to do that. And I say, you're robbing me of my blessing. Amen. I throw that out there. I'm not doing it because I want to be favorable. And I sure, I don't like to do anything that people see me do. Amen. I like to do it quietly. I'll be in a restaurant. Amen. And Judy will be with me or somebody. And I'll buy somebody's dinner. Don't even know who they are. Don't know their name. Don't care. If the Holy Spirit deals with me to buy them, I will simply usually tell the waiter or waitress, give me that ticket. And I still won't go over and talk to them. Usually the waiter will say something and I'll just say, this is what the Lord has had me to do. Amen. Be blessed. All right. And I just try to plant seed in that. But what I'm saying here is that too many times we do a good thing because we know we should, but it's in the wrong motivation. It's in the wrong thought. I'm doing this mechanically. You see the difference? Amen. I'm going to give somebody a gift mechanically. I'm going to tell somebody I love them mechanically because it just seems to be the right thing to do, right? But they know whether or not it's real or not. This is what we need to understand. Amen. They know whether or not you're genuine or not doing something genuine. Amen. And these things need to be saturated, amen, in a place to where, amen, I am not doing this because I'm supposed to. I'm doing this because I need to. I'm doing this for myself in a lot of ways, keeping myself humble, keeping myself in the reality. You know, what good is it in the Bible? We won't go there today, but the Bible has much to say about this particular arena I'm talking about right now. You know, how many times does it say, you know, don't let the left hand know what the right does? How many times does it say, don't let everybody else know what's going on when you're doing a deed that's something that the Holy Spirit dealt with you about? That's between you and the Holy Spirit. Really, the person that's receiving the blessing, that's from God. That's not from me. I'm just a messenger. I'm just a fulfillment of whatever it is God would have me to do. And you know what? God's going to bless me back 100-fold. Always does. Amen. People that know me, my wife tells everybody this. She said, God always meets Chris's needs. And I don't know why she doesn't understand that he meets our needs. Amen. But she tells everybody this. God always meets Chris's needs. But over the years, and I say this again humbly, just as illustration, amen, we have planted many seeds in the world today. Amen. Some of them were opportune when it was easy to do. Other times it was sacrificial because I didn't have the funding or I couldn't really do that, but God dealt with me to do it. You see? And these are the times to where opportunities are coming by us continually every day. Just like when Neva called me. This was an opportunity to be here today to share love. Hallelujah. To see you girls again today. Hallelujah. Amen. Been over a year, but I've been, you know, I had cancer last year. God healed me, got me through all that. You know, finally retired. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Not retired, but you know what I mean. Not full-time pastoring, but I'm not done with God. I have a bigger agenda now, ministry-wise, spiritually speaking, than I had just taking care of a flock, you know. And so we need to understand, amen, that when we have the wrong attitude in serving humanity, is there really a blessing behind that? Because they know whether it's real or not, or whether you simply did a kind deed to be seen of and to be heard of. I remember I was in Walmart. It's a happy place. All right. I remember when I first came here, Walmart was open 24 hours a day. And I was known to go to Walmart at 3 o'clock in the morning. Amen. Cause I'm an early waker. And I'd go to Walmart at 3 o'clock in the morning, had the whole store to myself. It was awesome. Amen. But I remember one time, it was a Christmas time. I went to Walmart. Amen. And I was looking for gifts or something. Amen. Usually I just give money. I'm not a big gifter and I hate to wrap. I am the worst wrapping paper guy you'll ever meet. I wrap gifts in my body shop wrapping paper. Amen. With yellow duct tape. All right. But I was in Walmart. Amen. I was walking around and I was in the toy section for some reason or another. I don't know why, but I was. Amen. And there was this couple there. All right. A young couple. Amen. In their early 20s, I'd say. Amen. And they were having an argument. Amen. And I'm not a nosy guy. I don't like to get in people's business, really. Amen. Unless the Holy Spirit is dealing with me. And I was noticing them, amen, that they were trying. They only had so many dollars. I got that. I figured that out. Amen. To buy gifting for their children or whoever it was, you know. And that can be a very struggle for children. Or I say children, they were just a young couple, all right? I'm old now, all right? Amen. And I remember I was paying attention to that. And I like I said, I'm not a nosy person, but it just seemed like the Holy Spirit had me. And so I was concerned, amen, because I could tell that there were stress levels being lifted there, you know. And so this was actually in Tulsa, amen. And they had a McDonald's in that Tulsa location there. We were in the back. I decided to get me a Happy Meal or something or whatever, and they were sitting there eating, all right? And they were still having this. I don't know why God was directing me like that. And they were still in argumentative mode, right? Amen. And my heart was getting heavy. I didn't want to see that for them, amen, because, you know, oftentimes, let's be honest, we often say things we can't take back. One thing you can never take back is words, amen. They're planted. And all of a sudden, I noticed that there were still stress levels there and whatnot. And so I got done. I was concerned. Amen. And I'm walking back through the aisles. And then all of a sudden, amen, I go back through the aisle, and there they are again in the aisles, right? And God prompted my heart to go do something for them. All right. And so I went up to them. Amen. And, you know, I I'm loud. You know that. Hey, everybody's my friend. I try to be like that. And I went up to them and I said, do you believe in miracles? That's what I opened up with, right? I didn't know if they were believers or Christian. And they looked at me, and he looked at her, and he said, well, yeah, we believe in miracles. I said, do you believe that God would do a miracle for you? And they're thinking, who's this wacko, right? And they said, yeah, we believe God can give us instant miracles. And I handed them a $100 bill. And she started bawling. And I said, this is your miracle. When you have need, believe God to provide it for you when you're sincere. And they were being sincere. They didn't want to argue with each other. It's just, this is what we got. How are we going to make this work? And I'm not saying this is a boast. I hope you understand that. It's simply an illustration. And I walked away. I didn't need to get in any more conversation. I just simply did what the Holy Spirit asked me to do. I planted the seed, and I'll guarantee you they will, for the rest of their life, never forget that God will provide. That's an act of love. It's not always what we say, it's what we do. What is God asking us as Christians to do today? Could it be to help a single mom, single dad, buy them some groceries? I know what it is to have nothing in the cabinet. I remember that as a young dad. Huh? I was always self-employed, and I had some hard times, and I questioned. That was the only time I really ever questioned God. God, you know I've paid people's mortgages. My body shop was going through some very difficult times. You know I've paid school bills at the private school. And why am I, you know, and I learned from that, you know, trust God. Believe that God will provide, and he did for me. And so we need to understand that when he's saying here, amen, you know, if I bestow my goods to feed the poor, but in wrong attitude, or God is dealing me, on the other hand, to bestow my goods. Not everybody that is hurting doesn't have money. There's a lot of damaged people out there today that are millionaires. Don't know how to do life. Don't know how to do kindness. Don't know how to be happy with what they have. My car, I hit a deer. I hit two deer this year. I have bought my car back twice this year from the insurance company. I'm a body guy. I've been in the body business all my life, right? And so I bought my car back. Well, amen, it was Christmas time, right? I hit this big old buck. He was chasing a doe. I didn't see him come 100 miles an hour. He ran right in the front of my car. Amen, he rolled over. As I was slowing down, he got up and kept chasing the girl. Amen. Hallelujah. But my car was messed up. Amen. And so I'm a body guy, and so I got one headlight. Everybody knows me as the one light preacher, right? Amen. And I'm driving all over Sarah. Well, I put this orange strap across my hood because my hood would no longer snap, you know, because I hadn't fixed it yet. Amen. And I made it like a bow for Christmas time. Amen. And everybody that saw me said, man, Ace Hardware said, my car's gray. They said they sell black straps. I said, this is Christmas. We got a bow on the car. But that has been so many opportunities to witness to people because of that car wreck of that happy doe that was chasing his girl. And so we need to realize that what becomes, we think, hindrances might be opportunities.
Come on.
Huh? Every time you walk in a southbound store and lay papers down, your presence is magnified by anointing and kindness. It's who you are. It's what your smile is. It's what you're made up of, Tina. Don't ever believe anything less than that. You're incredible and you're amazing. People need you. They need you to walk in their businesses. They need you to go to that paper rack. They need you to be who you are. And you don't have to say a word. It's whom's you are that you're taking everywhere you go and sacrificing to do what you do. Huh? Do you know how much peace you probably laid upon your sister by saying, I have your back? Do you know how kind that is? Instead of railing on your sister, my brother beat me up, man. You know, instead of throat punching, I have a sister-in-law that will she'll throat punch you in a minute. Hallelujah. But you realize that it's through these acts of what I say, where I go, what I do, whom's I am, and I'm representing him. And so I want to represent him well. Amen? Let's move on to one more. I think I can get one more. You want some more of this? All right. And so, amen, let's go to, amen, verse 4. I like this one. Amen. Love or charity suffereth long and is kind. It envies not. It vaunteth not itself, and it is not puffed up. Amen. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not its own, is not easily provoked, and it thinketh no evil. Wow. Man, I could preach a whole message just on that right there. But I want you to understand, if you don't hear anything I've said today, I want you to hear this. Somebody needs you today. I say this a lot in my shop talk. Have you ever walked? I do shop talk on Facebook. And they're all over the United States and overseas. But the thing about it is that they hear what we say. And somebody needs you. Somebody needs you at the hour of power. Somebody needs you in Walmart. Somebody needs you at the gas station. Somebody needs you in church. Man, we blame everything on COVID. When are we going to get past that? There's no reason why you can't go to church today, but the churches are struggling in number because we got comfortable watching it online in our PJs. Amen? And I'm not condemning people from doing that, all right? Some people are not good in crowds, but how important is it that you and I see each other, touch each other's hand, and feel the transference of anointing. People don't understand what that hug does for another person. It's not you hugging them. It's the Holy Spirit. I remember years ago when I lived in Catoosa, we lived in this real nice addition. I always told everybody, if we ever get to live there, we've arrived on planet Earth, right? It was a real nice addition. Amen. And we were able to buy this house in there, and I built this shop in there. You had to build the shop to match the house. Well, I put a prayer room upstairs. It was so important to me. I put a prayer room upstairs that was about 12 by 12. I built it. You know I'm a fabricator, but I built it to the very best, and it was beautiful. I say that. Amen. I did everything the very best because I knew that was God's house I was putting there for a prayer room. Amen. And I will never forget it. This doesn't happen very much in my spiritual life. But I remember I told my wife, I said, I'm going to spend the night in the prayer room. I had a couch up there, had a fake fireplace, and never went in there with my shoes. It was a holy place. You know what I'm talking about. And I went up in there and got in there, and I'm seeking the Lord. Been up there for a few hours, surely. Amen. And all of a sudden, I had enough room. It was about the size of this office. I would walk back and forth. I don't do good getting on my knees and getting quiet. I'm loud, all right? I got to talk out loud, right? And I'm walking back and forth, and I remember, I'll never forget this, I got right in the middle, and all of a sudden, I smelt roses. Now, my shop don't smell like roses, okay? It's a body shop, right? And I smell this fragrance and these roses, and it was so incredible. And then all of a sudden, I got doodads as I'm saying this. I felt arms come around me because I literally just stood still. I was in awe. And I felt these arms come around me and give me a hug. And I'm freaking out because I'm not seeing nothing, right? I'm looking for a body, and I know it was the Holy Spirit or Jesus showed up in a special way that he was reaffirming to me, I'm on board. Because we know that the kingdom of God is within us, right? Amen. It's not like Old Testament where you get a prophet or you get, amen, somebody to come in, tell you what you need to do, and God shows up, amen, cloud by night, amen, or fire by night, cloud by day, right? No, he lives within us since Jesus. We need to understand that. He's going everywhere we go. And if we're sharing an apartment with the devil, God ain't hanging. Huh? No, we got to get the hindrances out. We got to get, amen, the hatred out. We got to get the bitterness out. We got to get the unforgiveness out that we can do business correctly. And that's why he's saying here, if we could learn to suffer through people's hardness. You ever had anybody just hate you? I ain't going there. Ain't going there. Ain't going there. You want to throat punch him, I know. Right? No, we have all had these circumstances where people dislike us. Sometimes because of who we represent. Other times, amen, zebras hang out with zebras, lions hang out with lions. You get a lion with a zebra, you're going up on the lunch plate. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that many times in our life, we have to recognize it's difficult to minister to this person, but Jesus, would you help me do it? And he said it in the word. When you can't, I will. And if we could learn to just allow that to flow out. And that's why it's so important. I so try to encourage people, get in that quiet place. Get in that meditative state of mind. You and God, wherever it might be, in your car. It might be, you know, at the house. I told somebody this a couple of days ago. My first wife that passed away, I would come home from American Airlines. I worked there for about 12 years, and I'd come home. And we had this large house, you know, and I'd yell out, Luce, her name was Luce, she's from the Philippines. And I said, where you at, you know, and couldn't find her, it was quiet in the house, I have to go all over the house, like hide and seek, right? She was always in the closet, her closet, behind her dresses, on the floor, praying and seeking God. Mm-hmm. She never said much. My wife was a very quiet person, I'm the big mouth. But when she spoke, you listened. There was something magnified coming out of her, you know, and people knew that because she was a very quiet person. But what if we learn to suffer through people's bad days? What if we learn to be kind, amen, when they don't deserve kindness, yet I'm not the judge? Somebody's mean to me and I buy them a pop? Huh? Somebody's mean to me and I might go get them some groceries because I realize that they're stressed and that is really not their nature. They're just having a bad day or a bad week or a bad year. Huh? I know what that is. I've been there. Was raised in it. Not everybody has, amen, I'm the best. I smile a lot when I'm having a terrible day. I've learned to fake the smile because I don't want them to be burdened. Is that really right, though? Probably not always. See, but the bottom line is a lot of other people have got it perfected, too. But they'll sell themselves out eventually because we can't hold that hardness in. You see? And so what if we could just be them people that would look past that? Where everybody else is judging them, you choose to love them. Wow. What could that do to them? And a lot of times it isn't in what I say. It's how I react to who they are. Sometimes people just don't need you to say anything. They just need you to give them a bear hug or maybe do an act of kindness that they don't need to know who did it, but you did it. And how God shines upon your life because it's who you are. It doesn't get jealous because somebody else is doing good. You know, everybody talks about, you know, we have more millionaires than we've ever had in America. And most of the millionaires we have in America are under 30. These young kids have learned how to make money. Most of it's crypto millionaires and things like that. You know what? But they got nothing on me. My father owns the universe. I'm a billionaire child. I'm just not spending it on planet Earth. Right. Right? It's how you have to look at it. I don't need a bunch of money to be good. I don't need a bunch of money to do kindness. I don't need a bunch of money to not be jealous. I don't need a bunch of money, amen, and puff up myself. Look at me, look at me, look at what I do. I remember I learned this years ago. I have a picture. I keep it around. Amen. And it was, again, in this house in Catoosa. I had my brand new truck that I lowered. It was a Stand-A-Cab Chevrolet. Looked good. Everybody drooled over it. I had my Porsche over there. Amen, that everybody drooled over it. Amen, I had two Harley Davidsons right there that I had built. Amen, everybody, because I own Fat Man Cycle Works, build high-end motorcycles. And all of a sudden, I looked at that picture, and God revealed to me, it's all about you, ain't it? Because that's all that picture really was. Well, look at me. Look at Chris. Look at what he's doing. He's a pastor. And I tell you what, I went into a dark place after. Several years, lost about everything I owned, lost my wife, lost my one business, and I learned I own nothing. I am simply an overseer. I came in with nothing. I am going out with nothing. And so everything I have is his. And so if he asks me to do something with something, it's his that I'm simply being a good steward of. You see the difference there? And so now my accountability only has to be factored on one thing, not how much money I got. It's what did I do with what he gave me? And so I want to be faithful with that. And then the last thing it says, because we're running out of time here, it says that he seeks not her own, not easily provoked. That means we're not throat punching nobody. And we think of no evil. We just start looking for the good. Amen? Because what did I say when I started this? Somebody needs me. Somebody needs you, ladies. And I know you're doing it right. But that doesn't mean that all of us don't need a renewing every now and then, don't need to rewind and take a look at our life. How did I handle that? Did I do that better? I had to go to my wife the other day and say, I'm sorry. That's hard for me because I'm a perfectionist. Right? And I didn't perfect what I said. And I should have never said it. I just got an instant anger attack. That's not God. And so I had to go back and say, I'm sorry. And that shouldn't be hard to do. Huh? And I think I've told people this for years, and I'm going to close, is that repentance is your greatest calling card as a Christian. You shouldn't feel bad because I'm saying, God, I'm sorry. He is excited that you saw where you missed it, and he is going to equip you in a higher place. So, Father, I just pray for our listening audience today. Lord, I hope that we've said something today that will just bring them to a higher level of their goodness and their kindness. That when they do say they love somebody, that they genuinely mean it, and that person knows that they mean it. Lord, that they can feel the gifting that comes from their attitude of love. Father, we give you all the praise and the glory today. Thank you for the hour of power today. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Miss Neva. We love you, Miss Neva. Miss Neva said, good morning. It's so good to see and hear Chris today. A great message.
Hallelujah.
We just appreciate you so much coming in today.
Oh.
We have missed your face around here and your voice, sir.
I'm back to doing things, so. Amen. You got my number?
I will get it from you if that's okay.
Yeah. Let me write it down on something for you. And you can call me when you need me. If I'm available here. You know, I go back and forth to Tulsa a lot now.
Okay.
So, with Judy. But if I can make it work, I will for you.
Okay.
Okay.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you already know I'm going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and Pastor Chris Ogden. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.